We just read the Parsha of Chukas. And one of the most famous questions asked since time immemorial is why? Everyone always asks why. Even Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, Lama harayosa la'am azeh, why did you deal badly with the people? Lama zeh shalachtoni, why did you send me? You could have found somebody else. People are always looking for reasons. People always want to know why. Before we do something, we like to have an understanding why we are doing it. Blind faith, for most human beings, isn't an option. If you tell me why, and I understand it, then I will do it. If I don't understand it, good chance I won't do it. To eliminate that question of why takes a leap of faith. And that is exactly what Hashem expects of every Jew. Uncompromising faith. The Torah could have said, Zos HaTorah, this is the Torah. Or Ela Chukim, these are the statutes. Or Zos Chukas HaPorah, this is the enactment of the Parah Adumah. But the Torah did not say that. It said Zos Chukas HaTorah. And we must ask ourselves, why did the Torah start with this expression? And Rashi HaKodesh, a famous commentary, was very bothered by this question, and he said, from here we learn that Gezerah hi milafanai, Hashem says, this is a decree from me. Ve'ein lecha reshus laharer achareho, and you do not have any permission to delve into it and to try to understand the reason. And we learn from this that just like the mitzvah of Parah Adumah requires faith, so Kol HaTorah Kula, the entire Torah requires faith. And Parah Adumah is only teaching us what Hashem wants. It's an example that even if you don't understand the reason, you are required to do. And the truth is, we can't understand how ashes, which purify, at the same time has the power to contaminate. But despite the questions, just because we lack an explanation, that doesn't mean that we can absolve ourselves from our obligation to do Hashem's will. Rest assured, Hashem has a reason for everything He requires us to do. Or doesn't require us to do. Sometimes Hashem reveals His reason to us and sometimes He doesn't. But that's really entirely up to Hashem. But even when He doesn't, what is our responsibility? Our responsibility is to fulfill His commandments the same way, without a reason. As if Hashem gave us a reason. Our knowledge, or lack of knowledge, cannot and must not affect our faith in the truth of the Torah, whether it makes sense to our human minds or whether it doesn't. Sometimes it may even seem weird or out of place in the world's eyes. But we must know that that cannot in any way compromise our faith in Hashem, cannot affect our compliance. As devoted servants and children of Hashem, we serve with full dedication and devotion. And that goes whether the king explains himself to us or whether he does not explain himself to us, whether we understand or whether we don't understand. Now, truthfully speaking, do we really understand, or do we really have a reason for everything that we do or everything that we encounter? I'll give you some examples. We flick on the electric switch. Does everyone who flicks on a switch know exactly how the electricity works? No. Maybe you'll be shocked. So why do you turn on the electric switch? We fly in an airplane. We have faith in the manufacturer of the plane. We have faith in the pilots who fly it. But do we have any idea how the plane works? Do we know how the pilot is flying the plane? So how do we get on the plane? Faith. It's all about faith. So now the question is, we must ask ourselves, does not Hashem deserve at least the same amount of faith as we give everything else? It's no chokhmah to have faith when things are black and white. Let's not make a mistake. That's not faith. That's a no-brainer. The trick is to have emunah when the events or commandment are unclear. And think about it. Do we doubt our parents? Most of the time not. We know our parents mean everything for our better future. So how can we then doubt Hashem? And furthermore, the notion that the world says seeing is believing, we need to know this is not a Jewish outlook. Our faith and our belief come from our knowing 100% in our conscious mind that Hashem created the world and that His consistent existence and constant oversight is always present. It's by knowing that Hashem manifests Himself in everything happening in the universe at all times, uninterrupted. Our faith must be unwavering. We need to proclaim to ourselves and all those around us, to our family members, that we live by choik, by being subservient to our Master, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and internalizing into our neshamas that we are not equal in our understanding to Hashem, Kabayochel. The Kodesh Bochu's level of understanding is way, way, way above us. And specifically, that is the reason why we adore and we fulfill His will. And that's why we want to be close and attached to Hashem, because He knows what we don't know. He has a reason for everything He does, and we don't. And now we can understand why after Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock in order to supply water to Klal Yisrael, instead of speaking to the rock as Hashem commanded him, that we find the Torah expresses Hashem's disappointment with the words that Yan Asher Lo Hamantem Bil Hagdisheni, because you did not have faith in me to sanctify my name. Now the Torah should really have just said, Yan Ashelo Hikdashtem Osi, that Hashem was upset because you didn't do a Kiddush Hashem. But the Torah doesn't say it that way. The Torah first explains the transgression, that there was a lack of emunah. And then it says that the lack of emunah caused the lack of a Kiddush Hashem. But no one can argue with this fact, that a greater Kiddush Hashem could have taken place if Moshe had just spoken to the rock, then extracted the water, instead of using force. Words, we need to know, are much more powerful than force. And if Moshe would have used words instead of force, no doubt that would have been a greater miracle. And this was a lost opportunity to teach Klal Yisrael, to teach the nation this important lesson of faith. And we take into consideration the following. That if a rock, which can't speak, a rock can't hear, a rock requires zero sustenance to exist, if it would listen to a verbal command, and that was Hashem's intention, that how much more so us human beings who are given the ability to speak and given the ability to hear, and we are given our daily sustenance around the clock from Hashem. We derive direct benefit from Hashem constantly. Then how much more so do we need to be obedient and follow Hashem's orders and perform His mitzvahs happily and enthusiastically? And that is what Hashem wants. Hashem wants us to follow His ways just through His speaking to us. It is not Hashem's will to use force against us in order to have us follow His will. And when we think about it, it's very, very easy. When you use force to get a human being to follow your command. But the greater level is to speak to a human being and for them to be able to follow your command. That's where the honor is. And that was the opportunity that Moshe Rabbeinu had. And we need to internalize that to the extent that we listen to the Torah, and to that extent, is really how our emunah is measured. The more we believe and the more we trust in Hashem, then the more we seek to please Hashem, the more we look to go out of our way to fulfill His will. And that is what emunah is all about. So in summation here, what can we walk away with over here? The goyim, we are told, can't understand. How is it possible that a parah aduma is metame tahorim, that it contaminates the ones that are pure, yet it has the power, metar tameim, that it has the power to purify those that are contaminated. But we, the Jewish people, the children of Hashem, we don't need to understand. They can't understand, and we don't need to understand. We have faith. That's what the Torah means by Zos Chukas HaTorah. It's a statute enacted by Hashem, which we abide by without knowing the reason. And this teaches us how we are to conduct ourselves in regards to all other mitzvahs that Hashem has given us, whether we understand the reason or whether we don't understand the reason. We are happy, Hashem, to do your will.